Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. You should be. I think, look, this is going great, and I want to keep doing this forever, but, like, Side Hustle might be reviewing movies. Because you already had sold me on that Clayton County jail documentary. I'm more sold on that than I've ever been sold on anything in my life, based on that 30-second conversation we just had.
I'm telling you.
Hey, man. You got to start doing that. Just put that on Instagram. You'd have a million followers in 2 days. All right. All right. AMA. Every single day, brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Marine Tim starts us in Dallas. Hey, Tim.
Hey, let me preface my question beforehand by saying I was born in July before the Falcons started playing football that season.
Oh, so it's your fault.
Well, probably. But do I have the right to just give the heck up on these people? I mean, my God, sure. I have given up on Arthur Blank. As an owner, 98% given up on our coach, and our offensive coordinator needs to be taken out back and shot.
Well,
damn, Tim.
Well,
come on, Tim. Come on, Tim.
We don't need to do that.
We'll see you Friday, Tim.
Thank you. We'll see you Friday, Tim.
You can't be. Come on, man. You can't be inciting violence on this show,
Tim. Because Marine Tim would know how to do it.
Exactly.
You know, we can't be having that.
You can't have that, Marine Tim. We'll see you Friday.
But I mean, do you have the right to? To give up on him? Sure.
Yes.
That's your choice.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do. You wouldn't be the only one, I don't think. Like we always say, though, like this is not a bandwagon situation with the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
If you're a Falcons fan, you've thought that before.
Yes.
And you've said to myself, nah, you know what? I'm going to stick with it. It's going to get better eventually. For Tim to have been a fan literally his entire life and for this season to have him thinking like that, that's not great. I get it.
60 something years, right?
That's a long
time. And it came in 66,
yeah.
You know, almost 60 years.
Yeah.
What's the rest of your life at
yeah,
that
at
point?
This point?
You know what I mean?
Like, at this point, just ride it
you're
out.
You're pot committed to the Falcons.
Yeah, because you're not going to, like, pick up fanhood of, like, the. What are you? Just be a Jaguars fan now? You live in Atlanta. You can't just do that. I mean, I guess you could watch them, but. You know, unless you move.
Unless you move, exactly.
You have to pay for Sunday ticket to do that.
Yeah, right.
Or you can have a fire stick.
Yeah, something like that. You get around it somehow. Anyway, Ken's in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? It was good getting a chance to see y'all last Friday, man.
Yeah,
Andy, you're a lot taller than it looks like on radio, I guess. But
wow.
Come on, man. Don't be coy. Don't be up here acting like you know that it's. Man, Cole, you can't be calling the other man no beef stew, bro.
I didn't say he couldn't.
I didn't make it up.
It was just the first time I heard it. That's why I didn't hear nothing else after that. I was like, did he just call this man beef stew? That's all, man. That's it.
Well, maybe you can help me, Ken, because I mean, I can stop doing it. It's not a big deal. I don't care that much.
Well, I plan on coming out hopefully this Friday to come holler at y'all, but I have to tell you that in person. But
right.
I just want to kind of share my birthday kind of story. My birthday was over the weekend, so I took both of my kids, my son and daughter, first time on MARTA, going into the Falcon game. Cool. And born and raised in Atlanta, and I should have known better. You know, after we made that big first down, that big fourth down stop, I was like, man, I got my kids down here. It's my birthday weekend. It's tight. And we were about to go when we made that fourth down stop. And I said, hey, y'all want to see some fireworks? So I said, let's just go back to the seat. And oh, my God, the Falcons became the Falcons. And it was just what it like. I should know better. And to answer the previous guy's question, I was born in Northside Hospital, man. I cannot imagine, like, the way I look at these Patriot fans that are Grady babies and Georgia Baptists, it's just the lamest thing in the world, man. You ride with your folk. Like, when we lost that Super Bowl, honestly, a part of me died. But that was my team, and it further let me know that I can't root for another team because that high and that low is your team.
Yeah, if you stuck with it after that, you're pot committed. Thank you, Ken. We appreciate it. We'll see you Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, and I'm about to get on your ass since you try to get on my boy. It's a man violation to say my birthday weekend if you're a man. The hell you talking about? I know you was with your babies before you come at my partner for saying what he said. I'm not going to repeat it. And then you come here talking about some my birthday weekend. Come on, Ken. Hopefully we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, I'd love to see you Friday.
With all due respect, Bunk, I do have a lot of questions about the taller comment.
He did say, I'm taller than I look on the radio.
Yes. So, because you're not, again, with all due respect, you're not tall.
No, I'm not tall.
So what did he think you were?
I think people think I'm really short.
Like a 5'2 male gymnast?
No, because all the pictures that people see of me are next to 6'5 Randy and 6'6 Jarvis. Those have been the people that I've worked with at the radio station. So comparative, everyone's like, oh, okay, there's that guy, and there's the little fella. And then they see me in real life, and I'm just an average-sized human.
I know we were talking wrestling. You're a cruiserweight, I guess. You're stuck?
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure the three of us are cruiserweights, Abe.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm not like a short person. I'm not a tall person. I'm right there. I'm right there. Right in your eye level. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, speaking of tight end, what Darnell Washington did against those grown men DBs was just like, man, that's like Marvel Comics. Just like
that's a heavyweight right there.
Straight disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I became a shutdown corner because of you, Randy. people like Shannon Sharp and people like Darnell Washington. You have to make a business decision, man. No, and you can't hit them at the knees because you take that knee to the chest, man, you're going to be out. So, dude, guys really changed the way that they play. Because Deion wouldn't have tackled them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I mean, Deion explained the story behind this, about the tackling thing. Deion tackles, but I forgot who he was talking to, and some vet was basically telling him, like, I make business decisions sometimes. You know, like, step out the way and jump on their back or something like that. But, I learned this from Mike Mularkey when he became my tight ends coach years ago. Oh, he's OC, whatever. But he's always in tight ends room for some reason. Like, Mike, go the hell away and let him coach. But I love Mike. I love Mike so much. He's like, you got to take a blanket pill. You got to take an effort pill. You just got to. All right. You know, what's so funny, I thought, and, you know, sometimes whenever you get yourself riled up about something, just thinking about something, like I got riled up yesterday because of all the injuries to the Falcons. And some of them you can't prevent. But I remember how Rob would always be like, sports medicine. And Randy, if we had this around, when you were around, you wouldn't be walking like you are now. You know what? I don't regret the way I walk.
Yeah.
I don't regret that I live in constant aches.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was a tough son of a thing.
You didn't miss games.
I didn't miss games.
You broke your leg once, and then you missed some games. But other than that, you walked off the field with a broken leg.
I didn't miss practice because I had a boo-boo.
You didn't oversleep through a walkthrough?
I would never oversleep.
Yeah. By the way, it's Jerome Bettis was talking about
it. It was Jerome? Okay.
Yeah, and that's why everybody has sort of their own perspective or history or whatever, and it's one thing for a lot of people to sit up here and talk about, you can't miss this, you can't do that, you're making business decisions, these guys are whatever. You did it.
Yes.
You played in the league for 11 years. So it's you can say that.
Yes. I was like, you know what? I got riled up yesterday for some reason. Because I was like, I know all this sports science. Oh, damn show hurt a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Damn show hurt a lot.
There's people that are making maybe millions of dollars to be sports medicine people. Yeah. For that team.
That's what got me riled up because of the people. It was, God.
And I'm sure they know what they're doing.
There's no doubt about
that. I'm sure they know what
they're
doing.
It was Steve Nash and them talking about, they got all these new medical professions. That's why the numbers say or the whatever say that they should shorten the NBA season because of that. That's like, you bunch of meows. But, yeah, that's all.
All this sports medicine has made them have to do is make a rule that you can't miss 17 games or you don't qualify for postseason
awards. I was like, God.
I will say, though, I do like how much they're throwing to Darnell Washington.
Yes.
Like, he's really emerged this year as a target, and that's really fun to watch.
I'm telling you, he got bigger. Dude.
He is huge.
Maybe it was the Georgia Red.
No, he's huge.
No, he looked
like, they got three tight ends on that team. All right, Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So I had a blowout on the way to work this morning, and I changed the tire.
Okay.
So if all four of y'all were armed with a jack and a spare tire, who would be able to change the tire the fastest?
Ooh. All right.
Bo
says him.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
I've changed the tire very recently.
Yeah.
My wife had a flat and called me, and I had to drive over there, which is just like.
It's miserable. But
that's hero stuff.
Oh, dude.
She called me, and her and Lily were
stranded. I'm on the way.
And I was like, oh, that's not far from where I am right now. I'll be there shortly.
Hell yeah.
And then, Lily's, watching me do it. She got a picture of it.
Dude,
I'm a hero.
I can change a tire. I don't like changing my tire because that truck is so big. And I've had an issue once when I had my poor Suburban where it wasn't all the way right, and
it was like that.
Yeah,
like, ooh,
yeah. And so
scary.
I don't like
those things. Come with hydraulic jacks, or you still got that little windy thing. So you got to crank that thing for like
I don't know what's in this truck because I
dude those windy things take.
Fortunately, I have it, but no,
then they fall over.
But yeah, so yeah. But no, so
two of us though.
I can change.
You get it done in probably 15 minutes.
How
long?
Yeah,
15 minutes.
I changed my tire plenty of times.
Easy,
for sure.
Before I was afforded the ability to have AAA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. How about that? I'll wait. Even if I don't have to come to work, I could have probably made it to work.
At
that
least you
day.
Get out of the car, so it's not as hard to jack up.
I could have probably made it to the studio that day, Andy.
I think you did though.
No, I went home.
Right, but you were on the air.
Yeah, I was on the air.
You did the show.
I could have probably got to the studio.
That was funny. I was introing the show. I was like, "Good morning, welcome in," and I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
And then, as I'm in my opening thing, Abe's like, "He's there." And I was like, "Good morning, Randy. How are you?"
Yeah, I probably could have.
Nobody knew.
I probably could have got down here.
I will say though, that question had me thrown off because a blowout at my house right now means something different.
Oh yeah, man.
I wasn't sure where he was headed either.
Potty training toddler. Yeah. We had four blowouts on Friday.
Yeah, man.
Which was not great. Turns out he was sick. Everybody's sick.
Which blowout can you change quicker, the tire or the alternate?
The diaper is going to go faster, but it's going to be way less fun.
It's going to be way less fun, dude.
Yeah, man. God, it's gross. I can't wait for that guy to learn how to poop in the toilet.
Dude, that's the worst now because, obviously we got Sebastian. It ain't the part that – it's the, just pull your pants and go out your business. No, let daddy wipe you. And then then he tries to do it and use a half a roll of damn toilet paper. Mm. Like, you're going to, dog.
Clog the toilet.
Yeah, man. That dude, I swear. He's gonna get his mama going to suplex him because he liked the little balls on the tree.
On the Christmas tree?
Dude, the whole backside is empty. His ass took them all down.
Like a cat.
And put them in his damn ball pit. They're all in his damn ball pit.
That's hilarious.
I saw that this morning. I was like,
that's very funny.
Oh, man. Mama gonna get you.
James, final call. James is Indicator. Hey, James.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Really?
I called in Friday about those, Randy, I called in Friday about those dollar tickets. I'm still waiting on them. You think we can get them this weekend?
Falcons.
And look,
but hey, by the time they come home, they might be a dollar.
Check this out. You think that Arthur Blank and that Herbie Bo to come down and work part-time on Sunday?
Herbie?
And tell Tim, this is a family show. He can't go out and shoot.
Yeah, man.
We can't be shooting folks.
But
yeah, the next home game's December 7th against the Seahawks.
I remember this was always the thing when I was growing up as a kid that they say you should be able to get Falcon tickets at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never They're like, yeah, you can go, yeah, you can get, like, buy a Whopper and get a Falcons ticket.
That was very common with the Seahawks back in the day,
too. It'll never get that bad.
Or you could get, you could buy, like a four-pack at Costco.
Right.
For, like, $20 it's, or something it, like that.
It will never get that bad.
Well, they were doing dollar upper decks.
I know,
at the Georgia Dome.
I know. At the Georgia Dome.
Yeah. This no, it is that bad. They just have PSLs over there.
did they not have PSLs in the Dome?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That scam started at Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, I didn't know.
What a scam.
Yes.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Andy is taller in person than he is on the radio is one of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
Hey, I'll take it. Hawks are playing Isaiah Stewart tonight, and that's what we're going to call him. Although Dylan brought it to my attention, maybe it was beef because he starts beefs. He's always starting fights. Is that better?
Okay. The intent of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Beef?
Yeah.
It still comes
Not
out the same,
Not just a beefy
though.
Dude.
That's a hot ticket.
Kirby woke up Saturday morning and chose violence.
Yes.
And Randy never wants to be in a situation where he gets shanked for a honey bun.
No.
Neither do any of us.
No, man. No.
Randy did say that sometimes he's interested in talking about the hot guy.
Yeah.
That's true. We're talking about Lane Kiffin. Candidate.
I mean, somebody said Falcons. I wouldn't be surprised.
He'll be using the Falcons against LSU in 2 years. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.